This is injury attorney David Femininio. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, David, let's get back into the world of football, shall we? Music, please.
All right, gentlemen, it is free agency time. We've kind of been talking about this for the past couple of days. So I want to break this down in two different ways. One, I'm going to give you where some free agents are predicted to go. And then on the back half of the list, where should these guys go? Who would be a good fit for them? Or are they just like overrated? This. You ready?
Oh, boy, so many choices for slander. Let's do it.
All right, let's just start off at the top. Number one free agent as of right now, it's T. Higgins. And right now, it's projected the L.A. Chargers.
I love it. I'm in. It's where he belongs. Justin Herbert and him, McConkey in the slot. They'll draft Colston Loveland. Yeah, I love it, 100%.
Yeah, that makes a ton of sense. Outside of the Patriots, but they just have so much money, you're going to hear his name there. But the Chargers, they can immediately make an immediate impact there.
If that happens, then I believe what you guys said, and maybe the Chargers take over this top team in the AFC West.
Plus, think about this too, Rico. He's been so overshadowed by Chase. Higgins is so good, and he just, because he's not Jamar Chase, that's his biggest crime. He's a stud.
And, Mike, you'll get this reference. I just hope he doesn't turn out to be an Alvin Harper.
Oh, God. Shout out Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All right, next. Kenny, you'll have to Google that one.
Let's go with offensive guard Trey Smith. It is project from the Chiefs, projected Chicago Bears.
Well, they have the money. They have the need. They also had the worst free agent guard signing maybe ever. Name escapes me. They had to cut the guy. They ended up paying him like $3 million per start. He was totally awful. Name escapes me. I apologize, guys. But the problem is guards are getting paid about $20 million a year now. Mm-hmm. Do you really want to allocate tackle money at the guard position? Is that where it's projected to be his best fit?
Yeah. The Chicago Bears, yeah, because you got to protect your investment. That is Caleb Williams. And you got to get that running game going. Next up, Chris Godwin from the Bucs.
Hospital.
Jags.
Oh, yeah. Yikes. Oh, God. Now, is his ACL sold separately? You have to sign him to a separate deal from his knee ligaments. He's always hurt. Hey, if it's a value signing, fine. But I'm not giving him a ton of guaranteed money because the only thing I can guarantee is his leg's going to be on backwards by week six. He always gets hurt. He's a damn good player, but no, I'd pass on that one.
Not for the Jags. I mean, I would pass because of his injury history, but why would the Jags? No,
because they're the Jaguars. They don't even have a general manager.
Because I think the Jags could do better. I mean, there's a lot of receivers out there. And this is what you ended up with.
Look, you already have a star, too, in Brian Thomas, right? Like, you know you nailed the draft. You know you've got your guy. Do you really want to tie up money in Chris Godwin at this stage of his career? No. I'm out on that.
Yeah, I'm with you. Honestly, I would go.
That's someone the Giants would sign.
I mean, to go along with the receiver that he just drafted, like I would do, man, anybody. Like
Rico selects human.
No, I'm drawing a blank with the Chiefs. Hopkins. I go get him.
What do you got, an affinity for washed up receivers?
Okay. No, I'm saying because you have a young number one, maybe he can come in there, be a number two, and teach him, okay, here's how you can have a long career in the league.
Okay. Yeah, you can have him.
All right.
Go ahead.
DJ Reed, cornerback of the Jets to your Detroit Lions.
Oh, boy, I got mixed feelings on DJ Reed. Walking pass interference, that's one. I don't know, man. He'd cost an awful lot of money for a guy who, not really sure how good is he. And again, Rico, look, here's my bias to you and David. I don't want to spend that kind of money on a corner because it's going to take me out of the defensive line market. But I'd be a pass on Reed. I've watched too much Jets football, and he is like Trey Waynes when he first got in the league. He is handsy.
Yeah, that worries me right there. First of all, because they don't have a defensive line right now. So you're going to trust him to be back? I don't like
Aiden
DJ Reed.
Aiden told me they just got too many dudes. That's
oh, okay. Yeah, I don't trust DJ Reed at all.
Well, you know what? It's almost like the Lions made a trade because Carlton Davis, cornerback to the New York Jets.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jesus, Carlton, just stay here, man. What are you doing? I'm speaking as Carlton's agent and confidant, Carlton. The money ain't worth it. Mm-hmm. Man, if you go to the Jets, your family likes you less if you play for the Jets.
He gets to play for his defensive coordinator.
Yeah, okay, fine, but you're not going to win a thing.
Yeah, that's definitely, you mentioned it, Rico. That's one of those Aaron Glenn is trying to bring a guy over that knows his defense, knows his language, knows what he wants to run, and I trust you as a veteran. Come over here, get paid a little bit, and help me out.
You be a pseudo coach in the secondary while I work on everybody else?
And you know what? Actually, I should turn the opinion around, because by the time Carlton inevitably gets hurt in December and misses the rest of the year, the Jets would be out of it. So it's really a win-win for everybody.
Okay. Sam Darnold, Las Vegas Raiders.
I mean, look, sure, why not? If you had said Tennessee, I would have protested. The Vegas thing is a thing. You've got Bowers there. You've got Jacoby Myers. You've got some pieces. I just, man, do you really want to? You want to go with Sam Darnold as your bridge? Bridge to what? They got to take a quarterback and play him, don't they? Why can't Darnold go to Seattle? Isn't Seattle a fit for him? West Coast guy. It's a smaller media market. Half the people are busy hugging trees. Come on. Isn't Seattle where Darnold belongs? That's where gingers go to die.
I would say, you know, honestly, if I was him, I would just try to get a one-year deal and stay with Minnesota.
Yeah, it just doesn't sound like that's going to be an option.
No.
He pulled a James Houston the last 2 weeks of the season. White pants? Big wow. Problem.
Russell Wilson.
No.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
No!
Oh, God.
No!
Okay. I'll let David take this one.
No. Why?
David, you can't keep saying no. We need reasons.
You have to throw him to Tennessee. How about that? I don't want him back in Pittsburgh. No. He can't throw him down the field. He can't run. He can't do anything.
I wouldn't be surprised in the least if he ended up in New York with the Jets or Giants. It's two hopeless franchises. It's an opportunity to start, even if, you know, the Giants took a QB. He'd be cheap. He'd be 1 year. I don't know. I'm not handing Russell Wilson a ton of money.
What would it mean? New York pizza. Let's ride.
Let's ride.
No!
Okay, then. David says no again. Next.
All right. And now we have some guys. Where do you think that they should go? Or is this just, you know what, not even touching this? Let's start off with the two Philly defensive linemen and Milton Williams and Josh Sweat.
Be careful. I think the problem is both these gentlemen were surrounded by elite talent, which can make you look good when you may not be that good.
Both are 28.
Yeah, I'd be very careful. I wouldn't sign either. That's where I'd be at. I just wouldn't do it. Because how about this? If I have a really good defensive line, and let's say I've already got 4, 5, 6 players, I want to make a quality expenditure, and I want to add them to the room, and I know I've got something similar to what Philadelphia had, maybe. But the team whose D-line is mediocre or bad, no. Two words, Alvin Harper. I'm with you on that one. I would stay away from both.
How about Ernest Jones, linebacker? He's 25.
From the Rams? No, I'm good on him.
Well, he ended up in Seattle. He got traded.
Oh, yeah, he did. No, I'm good. I'm good.
I think it's tough signing, you know, off-ball linebackers in free agency. You end up overspending, and it's just not a position you want to allocate big dollars to. I think that's something you definitely draft. Or you could be dumb like the Giants and sign Bobby Okereke and pay him $8 billion like he's Harry Carson. I'm not signing off-ball linebackers.
All right. Hassan Reddick, 30 years old.
No, thank you. Malcontent, I'm out. Okay. Just a hard stop. No, Brondo has electrolytes.
Khalil Mack, 34.
All in. Pay him whatever he wants, 1 year. You want to win a Super Bowl? I'm after him. If I'm a team that's not a Super Bowl contender, I don't pick up the phone. I think Khalil has to be snap managed, right? Mm-hmm. Got to have elite players around. Khalil, I'm bringing you here for one thing. Go get the quarterback. It's like the old Bill Cowher when he's in Greg Lloyd's face. Go get the quarterback.
Yeah, he can't
yes, if you're good.
Your complete answer, but he has to be an addition too.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Any treads, you feel like any tread on the tire with Calais Campbell?
Yes. Had a great year last year. Respected in every locker room. A Walter Payton Man of the Year. Culture guy. Hell yeah. I love Calais.
Damn near 40.
Honestly, I think he made a deal with Satan. It's somewhere in the paperwork. He had a really good year, Rico, if you look at it. Not just like highlights, but like data analytics.
Yeah.
No, he could still play. And the best part, it's a 1 year deal. Yeah, so the Lions should sign Calais Campbell.
And last one, my guy, Nick Bolton, 25.
Dude just kills people. Regards, RL Beard. Rico, here's the deal. Understand, I love the player, but what did I just get done saying? The money it will take to sign Nick Bolton, you cannot pay that to an off-the-ball linebacker. You can't. I just wouldn't do it, but he's a hell of a good football player.
Yeah, but what does he look like without Chris Jones in front of him? That's the question that every other team has to answer.
Well, David, you're saying, you put Aiden Hutchinson in front of him. And
No, we already got enough dudes here.
On the D-line. He said D-line.
We don't need that. We're all set.
That's your
free, highly unlikely.
That's your free agent Aiden. Blitz, 97.1.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.